Virus prompts new travel warnings.
You really need to take it very seriously.
The investigators probe Kobe chopper crash.
It was a pretty devastating accident scene.
Royal retreat in Epstein case.
Prince Andrew has provided zero cooperation.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. China's president says his country is waging a serious fight against a demon, and health officials in the U.S. are now urging Americans to avoid unnecessary travel to China because of the deadly coronavirus. Hong Kong has issued new train restrictions, too. The virus has spread to 15 other countries and is blamed for more than 100 deaths. CBS's Remy Innocencio says Americans are making plans to leave China.
Sam Roth is doing everything he can to help his family get out of Wuhan. His wife Daisy and his two children, Adeline and Abigail, flew to China to see Daisy's family just last week for the big Lunar New Year holiday.
From the moment they stepped foot on Wuhan, they were told, you know, stay inside, don't get in big gatherings, and then the city went on lockdown.
And they're just three of the roughly 1,000 Americans unable to leave. They hope to be chosen to fly on the State Department's chartered flight Wednesday. The government says priority will be for those at greater risk.
We've got a 10-month-old. We've got a 5-year-old. They should be prioritized.
U.S. health officials do say the virus is not spreading widely in the country and public danger is low. Still, 5 cases have been confirmed, while more than 100 suspected cases are being tested across 26 states.
Well, now to Southern California, where investigators are piecing together what led up to the helicopter crash that killed basketball legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and 7 others.
A piece of the tail is down the hill. The fuselage is over on the other side of that hill.
Jennifer Homendy of the NTSB says the pilot was climbing to get above a cloud layer in foggy conditions and had been given permission to use special visual flight rules.
We're not just focusing on weather here, though. We look at man, machine, and the environment, and weather is just a small portion of that.
Well, CBS's David Begno is outside LA's Staples Center, where there is a sea of notes, flowers, and candles.
And there it is.
The day before Kobe Bryant died, LeBron James passed him as the third highest scorer in NBA history. On Instagram Monday, James broke his silence on his friend's passing, saying, "I literally heard your voice Sunday morning. Didn't think for one bit in a million years that would be the last conversation we had."
Please join us in a 24-second moment of silence in remembrance of Kobe and Gianna.
The University of Connecticut's women's basketball team set aside a special seat for Bryant's daughter Gianna, who dreamed of one day playing for the Huskies. And it wasn't just the world of basketball that paused to celebrate Bryant.
Please join us in a moment of silence.
At a media event for the upcoming Super Bowl, Kobe was remembered by fans and players alike, including his friend, 49ers cornerback Richard Sherman.
I'm sure he inspired millions and billions and trillions of other kids. You know, there's no limit to the impact he's had on my city and on cities around the world.
We noticed Angel Gomez in tears at the front of the mourners. He came here from Mexico as a child. He didn't speak English and knew nothing about basketball. But Kobe Bryant became his hero.
Was he an idol for you?
He was more than an idol. 2 idols I have in my life, my father and then Kobe Bryant.
Well, in Washington, Republicans are facing growing pressure to allow witnesses at President Trump's impeachment trial, all following the allegations in a manuscript from an upcoming book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. He asserts the holdup in aid to Ukraine was tied to an investigation of the Bidens. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Sources tell us some Senate Republicans are angry that the White House had this Bolton manuscript for weeks and never sent it to them. Even leader Mitch McConnell himself was blindsided. One Senate Republican, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, is now trying to pitch his GOP colleagues on a one-for-one swap where Republicans would get a witness they want to hear from in exchange for Democrats getting one of theirs.
President Trump meets today with Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. Yahoo and holds a rally in New Jersey. An American prosecutor says Britain's Prince Andrew has given zero cooperation in the investigation into the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
There's been no comment from Buckingham Palace on word that the Queen's second son has not kept his promise to cooperate with the investigation. Andrews repeatedly said he had no idea his friend was sexually abusing underage girls, denied accusations he himself had sex with one of them. Like Prince Harry, Andrews stepped back from royal duties. Unlike his nephew, he's been allowed to keep using his Royal Highness title. Steve?
Well, CBS's Jim Krasula is in Scottsboro, Alabama, where 8 people died in a raging dock fire.
It could take some time for authorities to determine what caused the deadly fire at a marina on the Tennessee River here in rural northeastern Alabama. They're pretty sure it started on the shore and then quickly spread through some 36 houseboats. The search will continue today for additional victims. It's not clear how many of the vessels sank and how many people may have been on them.
The State Department's removed a reporter from an upcoming trip by Secretary of State Pompeo days after the fallout from a contentious interview. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
The group that represents State Department reporters says the agency is retaliating against NPR. It comes after NPR host Mary Louise Kelly pressed Pompeo during an interview on whether he's defended former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, a figure in the president's impeachment. Kelly says Pompeo cursed at her and launched into a tirade after the interview concluded. He responded in his own statement, saying Kelly lied to him and called her conduct shameful. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
A retired Navy SEAL has gone on the attack on social media.
Even though I went to trial, exposed all the lies that were said about me by certain cowards in my platoon, and found not guilty, there are those to this day who refuse to accept that fact.
Edward Gallagher's 3-minute video goes after those who testified against him at his war crimes trial. Gallagher was acquitted of most charges, convicted of one, and President Trump intervened to get him released. One of the companies that had an endorsement deal with Kobe Bryant has taken some new action in the wake of his death.
If you're looking for Kobe merchandise, you won't find any on Nike's website. It's pulled all number 24 purple and gold swag to prevent resellers from profiting from his death. If you log on, Nike.com redirects you to a memorial page and a statement about Kobe. It calls the 5-time NBA champ one of the greatest athletes of his generation and a member of the Nike family. It ends with Mamba forever. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A labor union's protesting the Washington Post's decision to suspend a reporter who tweeted a link to a story about the rape allegations against Kobe Bryant in 2003, just after word of his death. The retweet drew condemnation online, and Felicia Sanmez is said to have checked into a hotel because of threats. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.